This podcast is proudly supported by Red Energy. Most satisfied customers 11 years in a row. Isn't it time you called Red Energy? On 131 806. And Prince Wine Store, bringing wine enthusiasts the greatest wine in the world. Welcome everyone. Footy tipping for round 21 of the AFL season. Chaos ensued last weekend. Part of my job is to help schedule all the broadcasts around the country. I was halfway up a bush hike mountain when the AFL cancelled games and left the rest of the team to pick up the slack when everything just went topsy-turvy.
Jane, so, you weren't at work that day. You're allowed to have a day off.
Oh, my word. And, of course, the NRL with those games cancelled and then things reinstated. So, look, it's been an incredible ride. But hopefully this weekend, round 21, things are locked and loaded to go. In round 20, Corrie, you did pretty well. You picked six. Did shockingly with two because I had a couple of, you know, outliers that just didn't pay off. Caro, you tipped five. Collingwood, of course, defeated the West Coast. None of us picked that one by 45 points. A very solid win. Melbourne absolutely thrashed the Suns. The Hawks defeated Brisbane. Yes, doing it for Clark.
I tell you what, the last 10 minutes of that game, I was becoming a bit tense, I have to tell you. They really dropped the ball.
And then, of course, Frio defeating Richmond. So your Hawks triumphant and Caro's Tigers not so. This week, let's get cracking. Friday, the Cats at GMHBA Stadium taking on the GWS Giants. Caro, who and by how many points?
Look, I think the Cats will be thrilled to be back home and I think they'll win by 32 points.
Geelong by 18.
And Geelong for me by 12. On Saturday at Marvel Stadium, Carlton taking on the Gold Coast Suns.
Carlton.
Oh, this could go anywhere.
Oh, well, everything this year could go anywhere.
Gold Coast.
Ooh. You're going Gold Coast?
Yep.
Bookies have got them at $4.30, Caro.
They beat
Richmond.
You
don't care about bookies, I know.
I'm going to tip Carlton. Your Tigers coming off a loss last weekend at the MCG against the Kangaroos.
Well, again, you know, Richmond have lost to most of the bottom teams in the last few weeks, but I think they'll win this one.
Yeah, I think Tigers.
Yeah, Tigers for me. The Adelaide Crows taking on Port Adelaide, of course, always massive for showdown in Adelaide. 7:40 on Saturday evening. So Crows or Port?
Yeah, I'll go for the form team, Port.
I'm actually going to tip the Crows for an upset. St Kilda at the same time on Saturday evening at Marvel Stadium taking on the Sydney Swans.
Swans.
Oh, am I an idiot saying St Kilda? Is that a
Well, I reckon the Swans are the tip of the week.
Yeah, okay, I'll go Swans. I think I'm with you there.
Yeah, Swans for me as well. Then your Hawks, Corrie, taking on Collingwood.
It's a very good game.
It will, especially Collingwood off the win.
Well, I haven't deviated from my Hawks all year, so I'm certainly not going to do it when it's going to be such a crackerjack.
Down in Tassie.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Hawthorn this week. Not that I tipped them last week, but I will tip them this week.
I'm going to go with the Pies. The Western Bulldogs, the 3:20 match at Marvel Stadium, taking on Essendon.
Bulldogs.
Woof, woof.
Oh, okay.
Bulldogs. I'm definitely going the Bulldogs. I think they're
Essendon were good last week. You feel as though the Bulldogs are due, but no, I think they'll win this one.
Bulldogs for me as well. Then Fremantle over in the West, Optus Stadium, 5:10 Sunday evening, taking on the Brisbane Lions.
Brisbane have to win this game. And Fremantle have been playing really well, but I think Brisbane will bounce back.
Frio.
I'm with you, Caro. Brisbane.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean that Brisbane will be that'll be what, five losses out of six,
yeah,
or something.
Yeah,
I have
a feeling they've gone off the boil, Caro.
Well, they have, yeah.
And then we see Monday night footy as an introduction to the fixture to get these games away. West Coast Eagles taking on Melbourne. This one 8:10 because it's being played over in WA.
West Coast, you would think, would rally after that woeful performance last week, but I think Melbourne are the form team again and they'll win.
Melbourne.
Oh, I'm going to go West Coast with the home team advantage. Thanks to everyone who has been tipping along with us. Grayson Perrett, still in number one position and hasn't had many changes in the top five there. So good tipping, everyone. And ladies,
don't shoot the messenger.
Thanks for listening to this bonus footy tipping episode of the Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast, which is proudly supported by Red Energy. Red Energy also bring you the Homestyle podcast with Shayna Blaze. Of course, you'll know Shayna from her roles on TV, including as a judge on The Block and as resident designer on Selling Houses Australia. Homestyle is a fortnightly chat about design, styling and renovation. You can subscribe now. Just search for Homestyle in your favourite podcast app. Homestyle with Shayna Blaze and me, Jane Neild, proudly supported by Red Energy, 100% Australian electricity and gas.